Good morning and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's varsity girls basketball game. We are at Fort Wayne Bishop Brainerd High School. Tonight's game features, I should say today's game, it's going to start about 10 a.m. Today's game features the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies at Bishop Brainerd Lady Saints. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. First, we'll talk about the schools we'll mention. The visiting team on the scoreboard is going to be the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Back home, they have a school enrollment of 739. Their school was established basically in 1965. It conglomerated from Jackson Central to Hamilton Heights. They're in Class 3A, Sectional 24. There are six in their sectional. The sectional will take place at Yorktown High School. In their sectional is Yorktown, Newcastle, Delta, Jay Kelly, Hamilton Heights, and Muncie Burke. The principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. And the athletic secretary is Leanne Moffitt. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19. That's Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can reach them by telephone at 317-984-3551. On the web, it's hhsctuskies.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference has an East and a West Division. There are 10 teams total. The East Division stacks up like this. At number one, it's Hamilton Heights. Number two, Northwestern. Number three, Tipton. Number four, Western. And number five, Lewis Cass. In the West Division, it's Benton Central, Twin Lakes, Central Catholic out of Lafayette, Rensselaer Central, and West Lafayette. The Huskies average, this is an average of 12 games, they average 51.9 points per... I beg your pardon, we dropped the signal right there. We're in the gym here at Bishop Slater. Might have some metal rafters causing difficulty. We'll continue. Hamilton Heights, defensively, they give up an average of 37.1. They're currently 9 wins, 3 losses on the season. They're 1-0 in the Hoosier East. Their head coach is Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry working in year number 6 at Hamilton Heights. 90 wins, 45 losses. Next game on the agenda for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Going to happen. Today, it's going to happen at 4 p.m. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies will be at Fort Wayne Concordia Lady Cadets. Now we'll talk a little bit about the Fort Wayne Bishop Swinger Saints. These are the Lady Saints. Right here, school enrollment, 1,015. This school was founded in 1963 by Joseph Gregory Swinger. They wear the colors navy blue, gold, and white. They perform in conference, I should say, their class 3A sectional 21. There are six in their sectional. Their sectional will take place at Woodland High School. In their sectional is Garrett, Angola, Woodland, Leo, Fort Wayne Swinger, and Fort Wayne Concordia. The principal at Fort Wayne Bishop Swinger High School is Jason Shippey. The athletic director is Greg Slee. The athletic secretary is Denise Keene. We'll mention Fort Wayne Bishop Swinger High School is located at 1300 East Washington Center Road. That's in Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46825. You can reach them by telephone, 260-496-4700. On the web, it's bishopdwinger.com. On Twitter, it's at bishopdwinger HS. As mentioned, they wear the colors navy blue, gold, and white. They perform in the Summit Athletic Conference. There are also 10 in the Summit Athletic Conference. They are Homestead, Fort Wayne Snyder, Fort Wayne Northrop, Carroll, Bishop Lures, Fort Wayne Wayne, Fort Wayne Bishop Swinger, Fort Wayne Southside, and Fort Wayne Concordia, along with Fort Wayne Northside. Yes, there are
good morning.
Bishop Wayner High School, we thank you for tuning in to tonight, I should say today, varsity girls basketball game featuring the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies and Bishop Wayner Lady Saints. We thank you for listening to put me in sports. They're getting ready to toss the ball up. We'll mention the starting lineup first for the Hamilton Heights Huskies. Number 2, Ella Hickok. She's a 5'6 sophomore. Number 4, Mia Shields, a 5'8 senior. Number 10 is Cameron Runner, a 5'9 sophomore. Number 24, Hadley Cherry, a 5'8 sophomore. And number 42, Michaela Moran. She's a 6'3 inch senior. The Lady Huskies are coached by Ian Cherry. Now for the Bishop Wayner Lady Saints. Number 3, Cassie Court. She's a 5'8 inch sophomore. Number 4, Mackenzie Sokol. She's a 5'7 senior. Number 11, Lexi Linder. She's a 5'6 senior. Number 13, Vanessa Cook. She's a 5'11 junior. And number 20, Sophia Shortalek. She is a 5'7 sophomore. Bishop Wayner, Lady Saints, are coached by Steve Wittkarowski. Again, ladies, jumping up right here. Those teams in the two battle right here, Hamilton Heights will go to Concordia this afternoon. They'll go against the Concordia Lady Cadets. That's keeping a huddle right there. Bishop Wayner walking out near the center circle. 8 minutes on the game clock. Hey, why we thank you for listening to Lady Huskies basketball versus the Lady Saints. You're going to jump it up. 42, Michaela Moran, 6'3". Going to jump it up right here, Bishop Tanner. 13, Vanessa Cook at 5'11". Hussies hit the tip, they go down, they go right off the glass. 2-point bucket, good for Michaela Moran. It's a 2-0 contest. Lady Hussies in front. Hussies going to play man-to-man, working out top right there with the basketball. Number 3, Cassidy Court. She'll work behind the line, she'll dish it around. Number 20, that's Sophia Thornelet. Shot taken, wouldn't go. Rebound, Lady Huskies, Ella Hickok. She's the front court, Mia Shields, triple set. Threat, she'll drive. She'll go baseline, they're going to call foul. Took a shot right there, left side of the bucket. Got fouled on the way up. First two foul shots of the ball game. That's one foul whistle thus far on Bishop Joyner. That foul whistle on 13, Vanessa Cook. The free throw line, number 4, Mia Shields, shooting 83%. And she gets the first one. She's now 21 for 25 on the season. That's a pretty good average. As a matter of fact, that's the best average on the Lady Huskies team. She'll bounce a few times. She'll push shot number 2, rise it, flies it, got that one. It's good. They're working right there. They're going to work it in the front court on the basketball. So we got a difficult situation in the gym right now. We're back. I got some information. If you'll stay put right there, if you can stay listening, Patrick Morris listening to the broadcast. We had a difficulty getting a signal in here with two of my phones. I'm borrowing a phone right here. That's a free throw line. First shot, Justin Cordia. Turned around, got both of them. Treads the basket. Right there, number 11, Lexi Linder. 5'6" senior. Huskies in front, 4-2. Working it right there. And ball goes out of bounds. They'll work it from that direction. Lady Saints going to bring the ball in. They'll bring it in. Tried getting in, 5 seconds call. Might have been about 7. But she couldn't get the ball in. Hussey's going to get the ball back. They'll bring it in from the baseline. They'll go 84 feet with it. Going to be a baseball pass to the front court. Cameron Lerner makes the reception. She'll go up with a shot. Going to be a foul committed. They're going to whistle this foul, Lexi Linder. Going to put Cameron Lerner at the free throw line. She's going to shoot a couple. As mentioned, they whistle this on Lexi Linder, number 11. Team foul number 2. Her shot rims out long, wouldn't go. Encouragement on the lane right there. Mia Shields, Michaela Moran, Ella Hickok. Deep in the backcourt is Haven Cherry. Second shot will go. She gets the back end of the 2-shot foul. That was Cameron Lutter. Running full court pressure right there. They'll pass it. It's across the NBA, a steal, ball tipped away, and stolen back. It's going to be a jump ball. It'll be a tie-up at the, near the center circle. Hamilton Heights and Dwinger. Alternate possession arrow, going to get the basketball to Dwinger. They're going to bring it in from the scores bench. The trigger lady is Vanessa Cook. She tosses it to the backcourt. On the dribble right there, Lexi Linder to the corner. Takes a shot, she'll drive in, baseline drive. Shot wouldn't go for Sophia Thornelet. They get the rebound, second shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Hamilton Heights. Credit the board to Mia Shields. In the front court crossover right there, Ellen Hickok. She'll work it behind the arc, Cameron Lerner on the dribble. She'll square it up straight away, take a 3. Rims out long, wouldn't go. Rebound, Michaela Moran. She'll put it back up and in off the glass. Right side in the paint. 7-2 contest. Lady Huskies in front. So they'll work it from there. Full court press once again going to be stolen. Going to be a tick. Going to be intentional. Deemed as intentional, it was. Cameron Lerner, as mentioned, she's got reflexes like a cat. They're going to bring it in front of the scores bench right there. Brought in 13, Vanessa Cook. Crossing the timeline with the dribble. Number 4, Mackenzie Sokol. She'll dish off. 11, Lexi Linder. She'll work it down low off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. Vanessa Cook, a Fort Wayne Dwinger. 5:36 left. We're in the first quarter. Dwinger High School. It's a 7-4 contest. Lady Husky's in front. They'll pass it to the corner. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Mia Shields. She'll save the basketball. This end trying to get the ball back. My Taylor, almost a tie-up. Finally ends up in the hands of 11, Lexi Linder. They're working behind the arc, right side, skip pass. Three-point shot on the way. McKenzie Sokol wouldn't go. Rebound, Lady Saints, credit the board. Vanessa Cook, outside the arc, left elbow extended. Second shot for McKenzie Sokol wouldn't go. Three-point land, ball caroms over. Ends up going out of bounds. Going to be brought in right in the bucket on the baseline. Hamilton Heights going to trigger the inbound with Mia Shields. She'll get it in to Ella Hickok. Back to Mia. Mia not quite ready for it, but made the catch. Kept the feet still. They'll work it through the front court now. Right corner baseline, and they'll pass it off. That's having a carry. Got it into Michaela. Ball kicked out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Saints. Substitution in the ball game. Second out of the ballgame, we're going to see number 24 have the Cherries take a breather in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. Number 20, Kaylee Rote. Huskies bringing in. They're working it in the front court. Outside of the basketball, she'll dribble left. Cameron Runner off the glass. Shot when you go. Rebound, McKenzie Sokol. Lady Saints, she'll cross the timeline with the dribble. She'll pass it left side. Number 11, Lexi Linder. Going to be another kick. Quick reflexes, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner, a sophomore athlete, 5'9". They're going to bring it in across from the scores bench. Going to be brought in the front court, McKenzie Sokol. She'll pass it to the back court, picked up by 11, Lexi Linder. In the front court, she'll pass it right side behind the arc. That's Cassidy Court. Cassidy Court going to get it to McKenzie Sokol. She'll dish it inside. Two-point bucket from the paint, number 20, Sophia Sordelec, to 7-6 ball game. Lady Huskies up by one. 4 minutes left here in the first quarter. The pass it around. Ends up in the hands of Cameron Runner, right elbow. She'll pass it left side behind the arc. 3-point shot good. Ella Hickok from 3-point land. She cans it. 10-6 ball game. Lady Huskies in front. 3:50 left here in the first quarter. They're working behind the arc with the basketball. McKenzie Sokol. She'll pass it out top. Cassidy Court, works it back to Lexi Linder. Back to Lexi, she'll get the pass from McKenzie Sokol to pass it inside. Down the lane, shot wouldn't go. That was 20, Sophia Sordelec. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to be last touch by Hamilton Heights. They're going to bring it in. Bishop Swinger, left of the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in by 25, Mary O'Brien. Mary O'Brien in the ballgame, a 5'7 freshman. Going to be a reach-in foul. Fist in the air by the official. That means it's a foul. Hand straight up, no foul. Palm open, no foul. So 3:29 left here in the first quarter. That foul whistle on Hamilton Heights number 4, Mia Shields. She'll pick up foul number 2 for the Huskies. They're working down low. Down off in the paint right there. Wouldn't go. 13, Vanessa Cook. Rebound Huskies to the front court. They go to the corner baseline, shows good land, take a 2-point shot, wouldn't go. That's Cameron Runner. They work it in the free throw line, picked up by Bishop Swinger. That's Lexi Linder. Still working inside. Baseline jumper has 12 footer, wouldn't go. For Mary O'Brien, rebound, Hamilton Heights. Crossing the timeline. Ella Hickok, she'll work at left side. Shot taken there, 3-point land, right elbow extended, wouldn't go. For Mia Shields, it rims out. Rebound, Bishop Swinger. They'll take it the distance. They'll go off the glass shot, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Runner. Back the other direction. They'll work to Mia, to Cameron. They're working around the arc. Ella Hickok, 3-point shot in the air. Same location, same result. 3-point shot good by Ella Hickok. It's 13-6. Outside the arc, long 3-point shot wouldn't go for McKenzie Sokol. Rebounding foul going to be whistled on Bishop Dwayne. You should mention also in the game, number 40, Giselle Eek. Giselle Eek, she's in the ballgame for Bishop Dwayne. She's a 6'2" sophomore. So they'll bring the ball up in the backcourt. 2:25 left. We're in the first quarter. Lady Huskies in front. 13-6. We're working out top with the basketball. Cameron Runner near the center circle. She'll approach straight up right now. We're working left side to Mia Shields. Out top, Kaylee Roten. we're working around right there, working through the corner. We're going to right elbow extended deep there. Mia Shields, she'll pass off to Ella Hickok. Cross court tip pass from the corner, 3-point shot, good. Cameron Leonard, couple of steps behind the arc, 16-6, Brady Husky by Kim. 1:48 on the game clock, first quarter. And there's the third pick in the first quarter. Trying to block that bounce pass and doing so, but kicking the ball is Cameron Leonard. Gives it back to Bishop Winger. Brought in by 25, Mary O'Brien. Out top of the basketball, 11, Lexi Lander. They'll take it back to Vanessa Cook. It's tipped away. It's going to be stolen. Goes off the glass. 2-point shot. Good from Cameron Leonard after the steal. They'll work to the front court. Now, they'll work it back in. 25, Mary O'Brien. A collision right there. No foul called. Comparative fault, I would say. No call. Katie Roten elbow. Left side. Works it back to Ella. Outside the arc. 3-point shot. We go. Mia Shields. Ball rebound, Hadley Cherry. They'll start it up again in the front court. Outside the arc, shot on the way. Good. Cameron Leonard. 21-6. Lady Husky's in front. We're under a minute in the first quarter. They'll pass across the timeline. Samantha Gadowski. They'll work into the front court, stolen by the Lady Husky. They drop the ball, pick it back up, work it out to Ella. Work it left side behind the arc. Good. Kevin Roten off the bench. First shot to three. 24-6. Lady Husky's in front. 30 seconds left. First quarter. Where Bishop Winger will step in, tap the ball away. That's Hadley Cherry. Picked up by Katie Roten. Now to Ella Hickok. They'll go to the corner with it. Cameron Runner. They'll work it out top again. 18 seconds left. First quarter. Back pedal dribble. Ella Hickok near the center line. She'll dribble left side. She'll dish it off. Cameron Leonard. 8 seconds left. They're working left side behind the arc. It's Mia Shields. They're working around the perimeter. Ella Hickok. They'll go to the corner. 1 second. Shot on the in the air. Wouldn't go. Right corner baseline. Cameron Leonard couldn't get that one. Lady Huskies go to the first quarter break. 24-6. A leader on Bishop Winger. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com beginning in 2008. PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tustin Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Lady Huskies of Hamilton Heights. And baseball each spring. Central Catholic Knights. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. Say what? The Hoosier Conference, they are active today. Tuesday, December 21st, game day, there are 5 games listed. 7:30 start is Eastern. We have 6:30 start is Heritage Christian at West Lafayette. 6 p.m. start is Paper at Western. 10 a.m. start right here, Hamilton Heights at Fort Wayne Bishop Winger. We get a 4 o'clock start time, Hamilton Heights will be at Fort Wayne Concordia. So second buzzer sound, second quarter, going to be underway here shortly. Lady Huskies will bring it in. They'll have the alternate possession arrow brought in by Mia Shields, backcourt to Cameron Runner. She'll pick up the dribble, working her man-to-man, number 11, Lexi Lander. Behind the arc on the dribble. They're working around. That's Mia Shields. Back out to Hadley Cherry. On the dribble from her 10, Cameron Runner. Outside the arc, get it to Michaela Moran. She'll set a screen. Shot on the way. Moody deflected. Shot taken by number 4, Mia Shields. Pretty much a block shot. Hit the deflection. Didn't get the flight she wanted. Rebound control. And they'll bring it in from the backcourt. Bishop Swinger. Tossed in by Mary O'Brien on the dribble. Point guard, Lexi Linder. She'll work it in. Going to be a foul call from behind. This is going to be whistled on Michaela Moran. Michaela going to pick up number 1 in the ballgame. Lady Huskies with 3 in the first half. 4 thus far, first half of the Lady Saints. Going to be brought in right there. Behind the arch, just in the Lexi Linder. Being guarded by Hadley Sherry. She'll work her right side behind the arc, Mary O'Brien. She'll dish it down low with a bounce pass. Shot wouldn't go. A shot taken by 24, Clara Burns. Back the other direction, Lady Huskies lost the handle. Going to go out of bounds. They're going to give it back to the Lady Saints. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Full court pressure. Lady Huskies on the dribble there. 11, Lexi Linder. She'll pass it back to Mary O'Brien. Sorry, across the timeline before the 10-second call, and they did. They got it to the corner baseline jumper. Would have been a three. Shot taken by Samantha Gadowski. And ball goes out of bounds. Going to belong to the Lady Huskies. So they'll work it right there. Side court. Right at the Husky bench. Substitution in the ballgame. Hadley's a super. Kennedy Cherry was in. She's going to take a breather. In the ballgame. Mia back in the game. Mia Shields. Along with Cameron Runner, Ella Hickok, Michaela Moran, and Hadley Cherry. In the front court with the basketball, Cameron going to pass it down low. He's left it out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Lady Huskies. So, Dixon Blaine is going to bring it 84 feet. Brought in right there, 24, Trevor Burns. On the stationary dribble now is Lexi Lander, trying to get across the timeline. Going to pierce a double team. She's on the floor. Going to be stolen right there on the floor by Cameron Runner. So, brings it to Ella. Back to Cameron. Behind the arc, left elbow extended. Wouldn't go. Three-point land. Rebound fought for, picked up by Mia Shields. 6:15 left. We're in the second quarter. We're at Bishop Dwinger High School in Fort Wayne. They'll work it through the corner. High pass from Mia. Cameron Leonard couldn't handle it. Got a hand on it, but it went out of bounds. Going to belong back to Bishop Dwinger. Back in the ball game, number 4, Mackenzie Sokol. For Bishop Dwinger, going to be brought in. Also in the game, Taylor Aflagi. She's in the ball game. Taylor Aflagi wears number 5. Defense in the front court, Lady Huskies. Over to the right side, Fort Wayne, Bishop Dwinger. 3-point shot, wouldn't go. A shot taken by Mackenzie Sokol. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to save his last touch by the Lady Saints. Going to bring it in. Cameron Runner, bounce pass, works it in to Ella Hickok. She'll bring it across the timeline at a jog pace. She'll work it right side behind the arc near Shields. Elected not to shoot. Out top. Shot on the way, rimmed out, wouldn't go for Cameron Runner. Credit the board, number 40, Giselle Each. Giselle Each, a 6'2 sophomore. Working around the perimeter, touches the hands of Lexi Linder. Right side, they'll go to the corner with it, Mackenzie Sokol. Drops the dribble, that's number 5, Taylor Aslazi. 3-point shot, out top, credit the bucket. That's number 11, Lexi Linder from 3-point land. Straight away, 24-9. Lady Huskies in front, 5:15 on the dribble, backpedal dribble, Cameron Runner. She'll reset the offense straight away. She'll be near the center circle. Working against her, once again, is Lexi Linder. But working behind the arc. Out top, they give it to Hadley Cherry. She'll work it inside to Michaela Moran. Michaela makes the pass. It's going to be intercepted by Bishop Winger, number 4, Mackenzie Sokol. They'll work it down low. They'll go off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. For Mary O'Brien, going to be a foul whistle. Fist in the air. Going to give the ball back to Hamilton Heights. It's going to be a foul whistle. On Bishop Swinger, number 25, Mary O'Brien. She picks up her second. Team foul number 5. 4:41 left here in the second quarter. Going to do pressure in the backcourt. That's number 3, Cassidy Court. Going to go against Ella Hickok. On the dribble. Backpedal dribble now. She'll reset the offense. She'll bounce back right side. Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble left. She'll bounce it back into Ella Hickok. She'll boost off Michaela Moran. Shot in the paint. Off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Bishop Dwinger. On the dribble. Mackenzie Sokol. Mackenzie Sokol going to draw the foul. She's going to be fouled by Hamilton Heights. Now they're going to whistle this foul on the Lady Huskies. Number 10, Cameron Runner. She picks up her second. Team foul number 4 here in the first half. As mentioned, the Lady Saints thus far with 5. Backpedal dribble that works behind the arc. 3-point shot. Left elbow extended. Wouldn't go for Lexi Linder. Saving the basketball. There's numbers. 5-on-3. Hamilton Heights in the front court.
So work it right side, him and runner, she'll dribble in. She'll take a floater and outside the lane, wouldn't go. Rebound, put back, would go for Michaela, but she got her own board, took it back up, got fouled, fell to the ground, should say to the surface. She put the second shot back up, and good, she'll get one more. 26-9, and Michaela Moran at the foul line, checking out of the ballgame for Bishop Dwingers, number 5, Taylor Afragi. In the ballgame is 34. So first shot, only shot. She'll get it. 3-point play. Michaela Moran, they'll work it from there. So they'll work it in the backcourt. Lady Huskies. Defense. Pearson, the double team, she'll go the lane. Shot when go. Floater. Number 11, Lexi Linder. They'll work it outside. Off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Out top would go for Bishop Dwingers. Back the other direction. Ella Hickok to the corner baseline. Good. Cameron Renner for 3-30-9 contest. Trying to work it across the timeline. They do so. Number 3, Cassidy Court. She'll take a shot inside the arc. Wouldn't go. Rebound comes out. Tipped out of bounds by Mackenzie Sokol. Substitution in the ballgame for Bishop Dwingers. Double check that number. It is number 20. Sophia Sordovich taking a breather is Cassidy Court, number 3. Brought in right here, Mia Shields brings it in to Cameron Runner. Just spin dribble. She's working again versus Lexi Lander. She's straddling the 3-point stride. She's in the half court stride. She finally makes the pass to the front court to Ella Hickok. 2:50 left here in the second quarter. Crossover dribble. Ella Hickok spin move. She'll work her right side. Baseline jumper, good. Nothing but net. Michaela Moran from 14 feet. 32-9. Will be brought in left of the bucket. Bishop Dwingers on the dribble facing the double. Should say the pressure in the backcourt. She'll pass out of it to the front court. Number 20, Sophia Sordovich. They'll work it right there. They'll go behind the arc. She'll be kicked away and stolen by Cameron Runner. She'll dribble in. She'll go baseline off the glass. Got the bucket. There was some friction. No call there. Might have been an and one. No call. 34-9. 2:08 left. Second quarter. Going to bring it across the timeline. They'll bring in right elbow. That's just so deep, deep. And they'll bring it back out. They'll make a bounce pass stolen by Michaela Moran. Going to slow up the pace right here. 1:50 left. Here in the second quarter, 34-9, Lady Huskies in front. Crossover dribble, she'll work it out top. Ella Hickok still on the dribble. She'll hand off right there, and Cameron Runner, she'll bring it out top, reset the offense. Picks up a screen from Mike Taylor. She'll back up, she'll take an elbow, left side, 2-point shot, when go, rims out. Rebound secured right there by Bishop Gwainer. Crossing the timeline, keeping the dribble alive, it's Lexi Linder. To work at left side to Mackenzie Sokol. Works it down low. Shot would go. Might have been a foul. No foul called. That shot taken by Sophia Sordovich. The defense provided by Mia Shields. 34-9. 1 minute left here in the first half. Going to bring it back out. Reset the offense. As Cameron Runner. She'll dish off right there with a bounce pass. Number 2. That's Ella Hickok. Works it right side behind the arc. On the dribble, she'll go baseline. She'll bring it back out with a bounce. It's going to go out of bounds. Lady Huskies going to bring in a substitution. 48.8 left during the second quarter. Back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. We're going to mention first time. That's number 13, Katie Brown, a 5'5" freshman. Number 13, Katie Brown. She'll get loose to this in the front court. She'll get a pass. Outside the arc, right elbow extended, she'll dribble a couple times. Working around the perimeter, such as the hands of Hadley Cherry. Back to Ella Hickok. Now, up top against Michaela. She'll pass it down low. 2-point bucket for Hadley Cherry. 27 seconds left. 36-9. Lady Huskies defending. Ball's in the front court. Fish Fort Wayne Bishop Dwingers. Outside the arc, shot wouldn't go for Mackenzie Sokol. Rebound secured by the Lady Huskies. That's Mia Shields in the front court now. She'll dribble.
She'll drive the lane. She'll go off the glass harder. It wouldn't go. But she got fouled. She's going to go to the foul stripe. 5.4 seconds remaining here in the first half. She's going to get two shots at the foul line. That's Mia Shields. Lady Hepsey's going to try to sub in a couple more with 5.4 left. First shot rims around, but go. Lady Hepsey's in the ball game with Kaylee Roten. She's going to work there on the lane for the Lady Hepsey's. Kennedy Sherry. There's going to be a 30-second timeout called by Coach Keegan Sherry. And we got a halftime guest coming up. That ought to be good. That is Coach Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett coaches baseball in the spring right here at Fort Wayne Dwinger. He coaches football in the fall right here at Bishop Dwinger High School. I met this gentleman probably about 4 years ago at a baseball game. Putney and Schwartz was there having a good time. And Bishop Dwinger has defeated Lafayette Central Catholic then. They played him last year, and they defeated him last year. I understand this year they won't get to play each other. We'll discuss why maybe in the interview. So, going to get a shot right there. Free throw line, rimmed around, fell in. That's Shields, Mia Shields at the strike, got the three-point play. They're working down the lane. Got the bucket. Bishop Dwinger scored at the buzzer, number 20, Sophia Sordeles. And we're at halftime. Lady Huskies, 37. Lady Saints, 11. We're going to have a conversation right now with Coach Jason Garrett. Would you like that?
Sure.
No, that right there.
Oh, sure.
So we're going to talk right now with Coach right here, Bishop Dwinger Saints, Coach Jason Garrett. Were you an 88 graduate here?
I was. Thank you, yeah.
That's
feeling young as ever.
I tell you what, you are young. I got to mention, 5A sectional 11. Football, your overall record in 5 years, 42-10.
Yeah, we got a lot of great kids, right? No, I don't take any of that credit, but great kids. It's a long-standing program, great tradition. You just try not to mess it up.
I tell you what, three state title appearances in a six-year span. You're the only one that got the victory in 2018. You won it all.
Yeah. What a humbling experience. Great group of kids, great group of coaches, overcame a lot. And, you know, as I look back, it was a very fun state championship game, but one that's, you know, kind of go down in the record books, you know, as far as overtimes and things. So it was a great ride.
You are a soft-spoken man. I enjoy that about you. Right here at Bishop Dwinger, you are the pastoral minister.
Yeah, God has a good sense of humor. So we have a lot of, you know, obviously a focus on Christ. It's a Christocentric, you know, Catholic environment. And so liturgies and retreats and things of that nature oversee that. We've got a team. We've got a pastoral ministry team. We have two chaplains we're blessed to have, and a service coordinator, and then a life skills counselor. So together as a team, we kind of oversee the pastoral needs of the school and in particular the students and the staff.
Say what, with 1,000 students, there's a lot of need for special. Okay.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, the number of lives and families and things that are going on, and, you know, oftentimes you have, you know, some illnesses or death or other things that go on. And so, yeah, we're there to support and, you know, be a branch of the family, if you will, right?
I tell you what, when you got that victory in the States, you went against Evansville Central. You've had two overtime games in your career here. The first one went three overtimes, and when you got the win at Lucas Oil, it took four overtimes.
Yeah, it took four. You know, it was amazing. That our theme that year was trust. And, you know, obviously you mentioned I was new as a head coach and had a lot of new staff members as well. And what I tell about that story, you know, as each overtime went along, you know, I'd look at our captains as they came off the field because we'd have to decide what side, you know, we wanted to attempt next. And they never wavered one time. That's probably one of the the things I'm most proud of is just how those guys were so resilient. And, you know, they had it in their minds and hearts that they were not going to fail, not going to, you know, lose. And somehow God allowed that we overcame and won it in the end. So
there was those overtimes. Help me if I'm wrong. There are four downs from the 10.
That's correct. Four downs from the 10.
Yep.
And, you know, if you go, let's say, you know, we go offense and then they go defense, you know, then we're up on defense first the next time. So that's what, there's a big challenge in that, you know, so you stay on the field in essence, right? So, there's some real fun moments there, some tense moments. The field goal we had to block at the end of regulation, just some amazing, unbelievable things, you know, that happened in that game.
Well, that excites me. I really like football, but I'm here doing basketball. But I'm going to talk about your baseball.
Okay.
Baseball, I tell you what, I met you about 4 years ago at Central Catholic. You beat Central Catholic. That was a close game.
we were very fortunate. You know, all the respect in the world for Coach Bournet. I mean, for many years, when I took over the program in 14, we wanted to kind of look at our schedule and create some, if you will, mystique and go out and play those programs and teams that, you know, just carry such a great winning tradition. And Lafayette Central was always, you know, high on the list there, and we were able to get that set up. And, you know, unfortunately, we're not playing them this year for the first time in 4 years just because of timing. But, yeah, it was a great opportunity, and our kids had fun and went over there. In fact, that first year, one of our players was from Lafayette, his family. So we stopped by his grandparents on the way out of town. So it was great. And, yeah, like you said, we were fortunate enough to win, and that made it a fun year. And then last year we went over there and had another good showing. So
that was a close game. I think it was like 8-something, something like that. But Coach Bournet did tell me, because I told him I was going to be speaking with you today. He told me that, he said that we might be, but he said that his team, and me too probably, is going to be at St. Joseph on the date that would have worked for you and him.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, just the conflict of timing. So, you know, some of it bordered around prom for us and make prom for them. And so, yeah, it's off the schedule this year, but we hope to get it back on for sure.
Hey, your season's coming up, I got to mention. But first, I'm going to mention Columbia City. You went against Columbia City last year. You beat them, 22-0, but that was in five innings. You just played routinely. But 18th in the state in batting average, senior Austin Goddard at .529.
You know, that last Saturday is a great tradition for us. We always play Columbia City in a doubleheader, and it was our senior day that day, so it was even more of a special day, and I think the guys were especially excited. And, you know, baseball, we've been around it long enough, but for whatever reason, you know, we've put a lot of hits together and a lot of runs, and all the respect in the world for Coach there at Columbia City. And, you know, when they come here, we feed them, and we go there, they feed us, and it's just a great way to kind of wrap up our regular season. But, yeah, the score was the score. You know, it was just one of those days where it went our way. They had some struggles that day. But, yeah, always a good time for us to end up the season, you know, to wrap up the season.
Absolutely. I tell you what, you're probably getting ready for this. You're going to start this season in the spring. Saturday, you're going to be April the 30th. You got a noon ball game with Andrean. Andrean coming off a very good football game at Lucas Oil.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, that's one when I go back to my first year as head coach. You know, we went up there in the semi-state, and they kind of put us to us. You know, you mentioned the Columbia City game. It felt like that for us. You know, they put a bunch of hits together. I think they brought a couple people from the crowd, and they even got hits that day. But, you know, Andrean, just like Lafayette Central Catholic, you know, it's just one of those programs that you always want to have in your schedule. You want to kind of measure yourself against them, what they're doing, how they go about their business, and, you know, just the highest respect and regard. So, yeah, we got that set up last year, and gives us a chance to, you know, go north and Mishawaka Marion and you know, kind of get the Catholic school together for a day. So it's good for us, yeah.
I noticed on your roster, you got a couple of freshmen from last year, going to be sophomores, Owen Zimmerman and Brayton Thomas. Talk about them, please.
No, I'll start with the latter, Brayton Thomas. You know, first and foremost, who he is as a young man. He's just fun to be around, unassuming, but highly talented. And we knew it from the very beginning. I'll tell you, the first time we kind of came across him, you know, we had heard that, you know, he was coming in and he was good, pitcher, you know, maybe a position player. But we were doing some baseball activity, and I think it was late February, and it was cold in the evening with the lights. We were out on the turf, and a fly ball, we were just fielding some fly balls, and went over the track, and he laid out on the track. We said, hey, we like this kid, you know. Well, long story short, he's that has an offer from IU, and it's certainly be a big part of what we do this season on the mound and also in the field. And just a big, athletic, you know, kid who I think has, you know, a great upside as he continues to develop. And then Owen Zimmerman just kind of became a gritty little, you know, center fielder, kind of pinch hitter type of kid. We like to put him on the bases in the postseason. He's got a lot of great instincts. So, yeah, he'll be a big part of things this year, we hope, kind of anchoring our outfield potentially. And then, you know, where he ends up, you know, in the lineup, you know, first, second, or maybe an 8-9 spot. But we want to get him on the bases. You know, we do a lot with our base running system, and he has a lot of those good instincts, and he can do a lot of good things for us.
That sounds good. You probably got guys in the weight room right now that are not participating in basketball. When will your catchers and pitchers report for you?
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, that's one of the things you're trying to navigate all the time. And one of the things we preach here is multiple sports. So, you know, when I look at basketball and even wrestling and, you know, swimming, things like that, we've got a lot of our guys, you know, involved in other sports. So we look to get really kind of formally started, you know, mid to late January. And then, you know, about a month out from tryout, so mid-February, we really start utilizing those 4 hours a week, you know, that are baseball specific, and kind of see what we have. And, you know, basketball starts to wrap up, and you might get a week or two from those guys before tryouts. And, you know, that's been a great change in rules, where we get to get guys working out, swinging the bat, and most importantly, throwing, and, you know, getting their arm conditioned before we roll into tryouts, where everybody's giving their best and roll right into practices, right? So, hats off to, you know, our coaches association and the IHSAA to get that done. And I think the more time our kids can spend with us, it just makes the sport, you know, and our seasons that much better and stronger.
Tell you what, they probably want me to cover this game, but I thank you very much. I look forward to talking to you for the last month after I contact you.
Well, I appreciate you, and, you know, anytime, I appreciate all that you do for our kids.
I'll be following you, even though we won't be playing yet.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, man.
So, that is Coach Jason Garrett. What a gentleman. What a scholar. I tell you what, I told him one time, if I was a player back in the day, I wouldn't mind playing for him. I'd run through a wall, as Coach Keegan Cherry mentioned. So, shot down the other end with Darryl Hampson Heights. We're still 37-11. Ball stolen in the front court. Ball picked up by Hampton Heights. And we're the right side team and runner. We're behind the arcs. We'll dribble in. Mia Shields. Could he get his first shot? Got room board. Put it back up. And good. Mia Shields for two. 39-11. 7:05 left. We're in the third quarter. We're at Bishop Blainer High School. That interview with Coach Jason Garrett. He's the pastoral minister right here at Bishop Blainer High School. And he also coaches baseball and football. He's been, this is going to be his fifth year at Bishop Blainer doing football. In 2018, as he mentioned, his first year, they got all the marbles at Lucas Oil. Took four overtimes, but they got it. They worked it down low. They called traveling violation. Mike Taylor Moran. They're going to give it back to Bishop Blainer. So, Dodgers fans in the ball game. Katie Roten, my Taylor Moran, going to take a breather. She'll sit down, get some good encouraging words from Coach Keegan Cherry. Ball's in the front court. Behind the arc, shot on the way. Lexi Lander got it. Nothing but net. Right elbow extended three-point shot from Lexi Lander. In the back court, trying to bring the ball across the timeline. They will the pass. Full court pressure shown there by Bishop Lander. To the corner, thought about a shot. Katie Roten. Going to dish it outside. They'll get it back in the corner. Three-point shot good. Cameron Leonard. I'm not keeping stats, but she might have 6 3-point shots in this ballgame thus far. Ball goes out of bounds. They should bring her. Mishandles it. Going to get the ball back to the lady Huskies. In the ballgame for Bishop Winger, number 3, Cassidy Torres. Taking a breather is number 20, Sophia Sordales. And be brought in from the side court. Nearly 80 feet away. Cameron Runner getting the ball back from Ella Hitchcock. She'll pass it back to Cameron. She'll drive across the timeline right there, working to the corner. Katie Roten, get pass behind the arc, Ella Hitchcock. She'll go back to the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Katie Roten. Shot them go. Rebound. They should swing her, Lady Saints. That's Cassidy Court with the rebound. 42-14. 5:42 left during the third quarter. They'll work it inside. Lost the handle. Going to be tipped away. Last touch by Lady Huskies. They're going to bring it in left of the bucket on the baseline. The trigger lady going to be number 11, Lexi Linder. She'll try to look, work it in. 3 seconds. Bounce pass, got it in. That's Mackenzie Sokol in the paint, off the glass. Couldn't get the shot, but she'll shoot twice. Going to be a foul whistle. Lady Huskies, going to be the first foul in the second half for either team. They step to the strike at number 4, Mackenzie Sokol. Fouls whistled. Lady Huskies at 24, Hadley Cherry. She had 1. First shot, Linda Round, fell off. Where do you go? She'll get 1 more. She'll throw it up right there. She'll bounce once. Eyes it, slides it. Rims around off the backboard and in. She got the back end of a 2-shot foul. 42-15, Lady Huskies. Mia Shields on the dribble. She'll think about baseline. She's picked up right there by Mary O'Brien. Falls loose. Going to be a jump ball. Jump ball situation. Both girls on the floor right there. That was Cameron Runner. And number 4, Mackenzie Sokol. Alternate possession arrow gives it back to Bishop Dwinger. Dwinger brings it in. Full court press. He's shown right there. They passed out of it. Number 13, Vanessa Cook. Down in the paint, going to be a blocking foul. Couldn't get the shot like she wanted it. Didn't get the bucket, and she'll shoot 2. Lady Hussey pick up the foul. That's number 20, Kaylee Roten. 5-10 left, third quarter. At the foul line, 13, Vanessa Cook. First shot rimmed around, would go. Substitution entering the ballgame for Bishop Dwinger. Number 10, Samantha Gadomski. Samantha Gadomski in the ballgame, along with Mary O'Brien. Lexi Linder, second shot rimmed around, fell in. Mia Shields got the back end of a 2-shot foul. Also in the ballgame for Bishop Linder, Cassidy Court, number 3. Play defense there, Mary O'Brien, along with Vanessa Cook. Crossover dribble, Sadie Roach, works the left side behind the arc. Working it back in there, passing it outside with Ella Hickok, driving the lane a little bit hard off the glass. Rebound put back, good. Mikayla Moran, they smile at each other. That's Mia Shields and Mikayla. They're in the front court now with the basketball. Bishop Dwinger, 13, Vanessa Cook. And a handoff, going to call a traveling violation. Couldn't get that jump stop nailed. Thought about going up for the shot on the step and a half, and she took 2. Let me brought in Ryza Bucket, 84 feet. Brought in by Katie Roach. That could dribble. She'll dribble now. That's Ella Hickok. Working against her is number 10, Samantha Gadomski. In the front court on the dribble, Ella Hickok. A very good established dribbler. 44-16. 4:15 left. Spin move. With the basketball, she'll backpedal. That's Cameron Runner. She's behind the arc, so we're to the corner. Ella Hickok, and she'll dish it inside. Mikayla Moran, she'll get fouled in the act of shooting. About an 8-footer, Woody Joe got fouled on the arm. She'll shoot twice. That foul whistled on Bishop Dwinger, 13, Vanessa Cook. She'll eye and fly the first one. Good. Mikayla will get 1 more. Mikayla entered the ball game shooting 57% at the stripe. She's good on 1, and the second one is also good. Substitution back in the game for Bishop Dwinger, 24, Clara Burns. Taking a breather is 25, Mary O'Brien. Will be brought up from the backcourt. Mild breath being applied right there. They'll pass out of it. To the front court, Vanessa Cook. They'll work it inside. Clara Burns, shot wouldn't go. Rebound. Kaylee Roten, she'll dish it to the front court. She'll get it back to Cameron Leonard. Behind the arc on the dribble, Ella Hickok. Works it back to Mia Shields. She'll drive the lane. Get her shot blocked. It's going to be a jump ball there. Credit that block shot. 13, Vanessa Cook. Vanessa Cook, a 5'11 junior. Alternate possession arrow on the tie-up. Jump ball situation. They work it in. Mackenzie in the paint. 2-point bucket. Good. Credit the inbound pass to Mia Shields. 48-16. Lady Huskies in front. 3.5 minutes left. They're in the third quarter. I'm going to work it out. It's going to be another kick. Fourth kick in the ball game for Cameron Runner. I tell you what, she is quick. They're going to bring the ball in. It's going to belong to Bishop, should say, Fort Wayne Bishop Winger. Substitution going to end the ball game for the Lady Huskies. It's going to be number 25 of Kennedy Cherry. Taking a breather is number 2, Ella Hickok. She'll get a towel and some water from the managing crew. They do good work. They cover all the bases. No pun intended from our halftime guest. Inside the arc, 2 points shot wouldn't go. Shot taken by Lexi Lander. Put back wouldn't go. That was number, we'll double check that. Double check that number. Working there against Mike Taylor. Outside the arc, good. 3 point shot. That was Cameron Leonard. That last put back shot was by 13, Vanessa Cook. Wouldn't fall. They're in the front court once again. A couple of subs waiting to check in for Bishop Dwinger. Going to be a traveling violation on the Lady Saints. Back in the ball game, number 4, Mackenzie Sokol. And number 5, Taylor Aflagi. Aflagi back in the game. Taking a breather. 13, Vanessa Cook, and 25 to take that back. Taking a breather, number 10, Samantha Gadomski. Cameron Lennon going to break the press on the dribble. Working against her was Lexi Linder. Foot for foot. 51-16. Backfield dribble. She'll dribble right side now. Bring it back out. Reset the offense. Cross-court pass to Katie Roten. She'll take the point. How about a center circle? She'll spin move. Drive the lane. Take it back out. Kennedy Cherry. She'll go to the corner with it. Cameron Lennon. She'll bring it back out on the dribble. Single elbow spin move. Left side. Back out top. Katie Runner. She'll use her dribble now. She's working right there. She'll go through the leg. She'll dribble in. She'll take it to the baseline. 2 point shot wouldn't go. That was Michaela Moran from about 16 feet. It's going to be a foul whistled. It's going to be whistled on Bishop Dwinger. Lady Husky's going to bring it in. Left of the bucket on the baseline. It's going to be brought in right there. Looking to get it in. Does so. Cameron Runner. We'll work it back around. Cameron Runner lost the handle. Cameron Runner gave the ball a rare turnover for Runner. 51-16. 1-11. Clock moving. Third quarter, 51-16. Lady Huskies in front. Cross the timeline with the basketball. Number 5, Taylor Aflagi. It's going to be a traveling violation. She'll get the ball back to the Lady Huskies, and she'll hand deliver the basketball to one of the officials. Very nice sportsmanship there. That's Taylor Aflagi. 51-16, 44 seconds left. In the front court with the basketball. Driving the lane right there. Kennedy, Cherry, shot going to go. Rebound out of there, collected by 40 Giselle East. She'll go right side of the pass, and she'll get it to number 5, Taylor Aflagi. And she'll nail the 3 from left elbow extended. 51-19, 20 seconds left, third quarter. Bounce pass out behind the arc, Katie Roten, she'll dribble. Elbow shot, right side, got it. Free throw line, 15-footer for Katie Roten. It's 53-19. Lady Huskies in front, 6 seconds left. Ball's in the front court, Bishop Winger. Tipped away and stolen by Cameron Runner. Going to be a foul called. They let the clock empty out, evidently. Going to be a blocking foul. They'll call the foul. They'll record it. It's number 5, Taylor Aflagi. She picked up number 2. Team foul number 3. Tell you a little bit about national leaders. National leaders in the scoring department. Say what, geez, I got the top 5 right here. We'll mention as many as we can. At number 1, she wears number 5, that's Jocelyn Medina. She's from Pierce High School in Arbuckle, California. She's a 5'5 junior. She averages 40.3 points per game, and that's 12-game average. That's incredible. Number 2 position, she wears number 2. That's Talia Scott. Talia Scott from St. John's Country Day High School. That's in Orange Park, Florida. She's a 5'9 junior. She averages 34.6 per game. That's in 9 digits. She adds 4.1 assists per game and 5.4 steals. At number 3, number 14 is Terry Long. She's played 11 games. Valley View High School, Marino Valley, California. She's a 6-foot junior. She scores 33.3 per game, as mentioned, at 11 game pace. Rebounds per game, she averages 16.2, and she collects 5 steals per game. Those are the top 3. We'll get to the next 2 here at the quarter at the break in the action. Front court, ball brought in, also possession arrow from Bishop Dwinger. They'll work it down low in the paint. That's a bucket. She'll shoot one. Credit back shot to Giselle each. She goes a foul strike. She's a 6'2" inch sophomore. She's the second tallest gal I've seen this season. Going against Michaela Moran at 6'3". 3 points great good for Giselle. Working the backcourt. Stretch right there. Going to be picked away inadvertently. Lost the handle. It's picked up by Bishop Dwinger. They'll pass it up ahead. Lexi Linder shot outside the paint. Wouldn't go. So track down her own board on a good carom. She'll work it back out top. She'll bounce back right side behind the Art McKenzie Sokol. Working inside to Giselle. Inside out play. 3-point shot wouldn't go for Sophia Sordelec. The dribble across the timeline with the basketball. Hamilton Heights, that's Katie Brown. So Bishop back right side on the dribble. Kennedy Cherry back to Katie. Katie Brown on the dribble. They're telling her to shoot it. She's reluctant to shoot the ball. She'll pass a double tip to the corner. Katie Roten. She'll bring the ball back out and reset the offense. Working against her is 25, Mary O'Brien. They'll go behind the arc with it. Pass cross quarters from Kennedy Cherry to Mike Taylor. She'll pass it outside. Katie Roten. 3-point shot from Roten wouldn't go. Rebound, Bishop Dwinger. They'll work it to the front court. They'll take a baseline jumper just outside the paint. That's Lexi Linder for 2. 53-24. Lost the ball in the front court. Shipped out of bounds. Last touch by Bishop Dwinger. 6:20 left here in the fourth quarter. Running clock happening right here. They did put the mercy rule in high school basketball. They've had it in football for about 3 years. A 35-point differential. When it happens in the second half, if it happens, running clock the remainder of the game, regardless of the differential from then on out. Timeout called. Shot good. Bishop Dwinger. 53-26. 30-second timeout. We'll finish up scoring national leaders, the girls' varsity. I did have the top 5 here. 1 is Jocelyn Medina. 2 is Talia Scott. 3 is Ari Long. At number 4, she wears number 1, Sarah Burton. Sarah Burton, Clinton High School, Clinton, Tennessee, 5'8 senior, averaging 32.8 per game. She has 3.3 steals. She plays basketball, soccer, and softball. At number 2, I should say number 5, Madeline Van Cannon. She's from Walnut High School, Walnut, Mississippi. 5'8 junior. In 11 games, she averages 31.7, 10.5 rebounds per game, and also 5 steals per game. They're going to end the basketball. Husky's going to bring it across the timeline. Working right there, Kennedy Cherry. She'll cross over. She'll hand off right there to Katie Brown. She'll work elbow right side. Behind the arc, on the dribble, that's 34, Morgan Ottinger. Morgan Ottinger, a 5'4" sophomore. Husky's going to shoot one straight away. 3-point shot, good. Husky's nailed the 3. Credit the shot to Katie Brown. She wears number 13 for Lady Husky. 56-26. 5:14. Clock moving, going to be a steal. Bounce pass and a steal. Kennedy Cherry is going to go off the glass, wouldn't get the shot. Rebound fought for, and it's going to be a jump ball. Kennedy Cherry is going to lock it up right there. And the alternate arrow is going to give it to Hamilton Heights. Going to be brought in right at the bucket on the baseline. Kaylee Roten is going to bring it in. So we're going to see the corner. She gets the pass back right there from Ottinger. She'll work it right side. She'll drive the lane, kick it to the left corner baseline on the dribble out there. It's Iger. They'll dish it off right there to Katie Brooks. Keep the basketball. Going to get shot inside the arc. Shot short off the rim for Morgan Iger. Rebound out of there. Takes it Dwinger. They'll bounce pass right side behind the arc. With the dribble, she'll work the right side. Going to be tipped away, almost stolen. Going to be saved right there from Mackenzie Sokol. They're going to call her a jump ball, and this alternate arrow is going to give it back to Bishop Dwinger. 4:05, clock moving, fourth quarter, brought in right there by Vanessa Cook. She'll get it back to Vanessa Cook. She'll dribble the baseline, take a shot outside the paint, wouldn't go. Going to be a two-shot foul awarded to number 13, Vanessa Cook. Foul's going to be whistled on, remember, I think we'll double-check the number there. Okay, they're going to get it 23 for the Lady Huskies. That's Cassidy Shakel. She's a 5'5 sophomore. Cassidy Shakel wears 23. She's got one. Team foul number 4. First shot rims off with go. Vanessa Cook will get one more. Back in the ball game for Bishop Dwinger, number 10, Samantha Gadomski. And taking a breather right there, number 20, Sophia Sordelet. Second shot for Cook, rims around, wouldn't go, rebound. Katie Roten, long pass down the court, going to be tipped away. Trying to get the basketball, Kennedy Cherry. And across the timeline of the pass, fair dribble now. That's number 4, Mackenzie Sokol. From the corner, 3-point shot wouldn't go. Off the glass, got her own board. That's Samantha Gadomski for 2 in the paint. 56-28. 3:25 left, fourth quarter. Pass out top, collected by Morgan Iger. She kicked it left side. It's a right elbow extended number to 3. 3-point shot for Katie Brown. She's got 2 threes in the quarter. In the paint. 2-point shot good. Vanessa Cook for Bishop Dwinger. 3 minutes left during the fourth quarter. It's 59-30. Lady Huskies in front. Couple of subs waiting to check in for Bishop Dwinger. Saving the basketball. Saving it back to Katie Brown. Katie Brown lost the handle. Going to give it back to Bishop Dwinger, number 4, Mackenzie Sokol. Dribble in. Going to be determined to go to the hoop. It's going to be an offensive foul. Whistled on Bishop Dwinger. Number 4, Mackenzie Sokol. Both teams with 4 fouls here in the second half. 2:25 left. Brought in right there on the dribble, Kennedy Cherry. So working across it right there, center circle. Working against her is Taylor Oslagi. Out top to Katie Brown. Tipped away. Good hands there by Cassidy Court for Bishop Dwinger. Ball goes out of bounds. Belongs to the Lady Huskies. Going to be brought in by Kaylee Roten. She's asking her to go to the backcourt. She does so. It's picked up. Backcourt by Katie Brown. Going to be a 30-second timeout. 1:55 left here in the fourth. 59-30. We'll let you know that Class 3A rankings, these were from December 12th. Number 1, South Bend, Washington. They're 13-2. Number 2 is Silver Creek, 13-1. Number 3 is Garrett, 10-1. Number 4 is Denton Central, 12-0. Number 5 is Mishawaka Marion, 10-2. Number 6, Washington at 12-1. Number 7 is Hamilton Heights at 9-3. Number 8, Norwell at 10-3. Number 9, Evansville Memorial at 6-2. Number 10 is Edgewood at 11-1. Number 11, Twin Lakes Indians, they're 10-3. Number 12 is Jay County, 9-2. And number 13 is Kankakee Valley at 9-4. We'll finish the other 4 in a moment. There's 2 tied at 14 and 2 tied at 15. 1:45 left. 59-30, Lady Huskies in the front court. On the dribble, Cassidy Shakel. Couldn't get the shot to go. Second opportunity for Lady Huskies. Katie Brown inside the arc wouldn't go. And then rebound out of there, picked up by number 5, Taylor Oslagi. Across the timeline. She's working against Katie Brown. Crossover dribble right there. On the dribble out top, that's number 10, Samantha Gadomski. Works it left side behind the arc, Mary O'Brien. Behind the arc, right side. Defense is good. That's Morgan Ottinger on the D. 107 left. Going to be thrown right side. It's just away and stolen by Kennedy Carey. Behind the arch, he'll dribble in now. Left elbow shot on the wave and go. Katie Roten. Rebound fought for. Last touch by Jason Painter. Clock rolling. 50 seconds left. At number 14, they're tied. Corridon Central, 11-1. Salem, 7-4. At number 16, tied. It's West Lafayette, 8-5. Woodland, at 9-3. And then Fort Wayne Bishop Winger will play their sectional at Woodland High School. Behind the arc, 29 seconds left. 3-point shot on the way, wouldn't go. That was Morgan Iger. Rebound, Jerem picked up by Kennedy Cherry. Out top on the dribble, Katie Roten. She'll hand off out top, 13. Katie Brown, she'll use the screen from Roten. She'll pass it right side, it's going to go out of bounds. Driving to the Husky bench, 7 seconds left. 59-30. Then across the timeline, number 5, Samia C. Taylor offline. Shot at the buzzer, wouldn't go. Final score, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, 59. Bishop Dwinger, Lady Saints, 30. We thank you for listening. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for Fort Wayne Bishop Dwinger Saints will be Wednesday. That's tomorrow. December 22nd, Fort Wayne Bishop Dwinger will travel to Garrett High School. That'll be Wednesday, the 22nd, tomorrow, 6 o'clock and at 7:30 for the varsity. The Lady Huskies' next game is going to happen just a few hours from now, about 5 hours away. Their next game will be today, December 21st, the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies will travel across town to Fort Wayne Concordia Lady Cadets. That'll be a 4 o'clock game. And all the players, coaches, are gathered at center court, hands in hands, and they're saying a prayer following this ball game. So thank you for tuning in. We hope you'll tune in for the 4 o'clock game at Concordia. Until then, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, then don't let it go. Just keep the fire burning.